Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Malcolm and Hood. Malcolm and Hood. Beautifully good first day. Yom HaRishon and Shabua strong. The seven to come. Shabua Shalom. Shabua Tov. Yes, I. Right here, here, here. Here we pick up with the seventh Aliyah, the seventh up offering right here for this key. Say, when you go forth to war, we have divers, regulation, rules, direction, instructions, Torot, here, 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 in this 49th degree of I&I sabbatical study. We also have, this is a Shabbat of comfort, the seven Sabbaths of comfort, and here, here, here. But first things first, yes, I.
Repatriate and make we take it all. No land for you and I, man. Work hard and make we do it in a yard.
Africa,
we're coming to take it.
Here I come.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Africa, here I come.
See your people coming.
When we go there, we now run. Judge and no effect, we are free.
Africa have some real nice people. When you reach there, I know you will see it. Enough land for you and I, man. Work hard and make we do be seen again.
Africa war.
With our own left feet.
Here I come.
Boy, 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 boy.
Africa war. Here I come.
Here is how we gonna take it. Big attracts up to North Africa. Then we move down to South Africa. Make a move over West Africa. And then we end up in Ethiopia, man.
Africa war.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Here I come.
We're coming to take it.
Africa war.
Hold on strong.
Here I come.
See the Israelites, them coming.
When we go there, we now run. Judge and know that we are.
Africa, Africa, I come. Key tapes, hey, when you go forth to war. Interesting, this 49th Torah reading and feeding here. It has various direction instructions collectively called Torot, Torah direction instruction, often interpreted somewhat pseudonymously, somewhat falsely as law, but there's direction instruction. So some interesting direction instructions we have here in this 49th. Here we have enough various direction instructions. Well, of course, Vayanai in this day and the time is the principles. You know, it's the principles that we should really look at. For example, there's a popular English saying, maxim, proverb, parable, something like that, that states that all sphere in love and war. This is what you might have heard. Now, the implication to such a statement here in this Western Gentile world, here in the times of the Gentiles, they say all sphere in love and war. I mean, there's a lot of problematic if you take a thought, you know, you reason on it, come make a reason on it. What does fear mean? What's the definition of fear? You know, is it, and what kind of fear? Word, sound, power. But they say all is fear in love and war. So the general implication, the Gentile and general implication is that the rules of proper conduct could be and can be suspended when fighting on the field of battle. And when also, since they say love and war, when playing on the field of what they call romance. Definition, please. But you know what we mean right here. But the Torah disagrees with these assumptions, these popular Gentile assumptions, even based on that popular Gentile saying, all fear in love and war. Because what is fear? What kind of fear is fear? Commentary. When you go out to battle, Kiyotetse, Bewata Gizeh, Bamarinya in the King of Kings Bible, Bewata Gizeh, when you go forth, when you come out to battle, to battle against your enemies, and Jehovah, your Elohim, he who be, we be your power, delivers them into your hands, and you take them away captive. And see among the captives a beautiful woman and have a desire for her and would take her as a wife to yourself. Now, very interesting this day and this time, you know, was a feminism or, you know, woman rights to examine this here. Now, first of all, we should look at the context of the time and note that even here in the direction instructions to Jah people, such things as is not regulated and was not regulated amongst other peoples, other nations, other nationalities, generally speaking, is being directly regulated here. In looking into this, we found it to be interesting in one of the reasonments, the ancient reasonments, that they actually said that let her bewail her family, right, her father and her mother, like a full month. And the reasoning of some of the sages was that, from the bygone ages, was that this was to discourage. This was actually given to discourage, you know, like in the warfare or whatnot. You know, if the men, one set of men kill the next set of men, and there's women and children and everything, you know, they're not going to wait around, you know, to divvy up the booty, so to speak, no pun intended, you know. But here we find in John's direction instructions according to the context. So, of course, many things here are not literally, according to the letter of the law, applicable, say, today, but there's some principles. There's some interesting principles that should be and could be, right, discerned from even what is mentioned here, noting that in ancient warfare and even sometimes modern warfare, we have Croatia and Serbia, you know, the Balkans and the Balkan states and, you know, what went on over there, various Afro-Canaanite lands and over in Asia and different parts of the world. We have examples that when the troops or the soldiers or the men prevail over the next set of men, another nation, nationality, ethnicity, or what have you, they just basically do what they do because, you know, that other saying, might makes right. That's a kind of a world, the fallen man. These are the sayings of fallen men, like all fear in love and war. So we just found it to be interesting that one of the commentaries, the reasonings went into the fact that when you look at it in context, it was to discourage. Of course, if a man among them, you know, defeat the next group of men of another nation or ethnicity or what have you, they see whatever they see, they're going to basically grab it, you know, grab it for themselves. That's what they call the spoils, so to speak, the spoils of warfare. So if a man saw a beautiful woman among another tribe, nation, ethnicity of people, he's going to do whatever he's going to do. And we know this even from today. That's why, you know, the record of it is so prevalent here and there. But to find this amongst the other various rules and regulations, actually here we pick up with the rules of engagement or the war laws. There were certain war laws that were given to the children of Israel. So we like to reason on the principles to recognize that, okay, let's look at it in this day and this time. In this day and this time, this first rule regulation here concerning a beautiful woman, a woman of a beautiful form, what have you, but attractive woman to the victorious soldiers, that he is supposed to take her and kind of have her for 1 month, basically, how can you say, shorn of her hair, her nails appeared, so whatever attractability on the natural might be dampened, you know, for most men, right? And then she can wail and lament her people. So you're watching all this. This does not seem like an enticement. It seems as though Yahweh, Jehovah, even in showing his people back then, is a very important principle even concerning now. In order to dampen, as we reason in the Midrash and the Beit Midrash, the house of study on the Psalms, to dampen the Yetzer Hara, Hara. Hara means like the evil, but the word evil, Ra, like Ra-Ra, also can be bad or ill, you know, something that's ill or evil or hurtful. To dampen the Yetzer is like an inclination. A man has two inclinations, an inclination to good and an inclination to evil. And so this rule, this regulation, no doubt in the context of his time thousands of years ago, was to dampen that inclination to evil or inclination to hurt, because if you just go and see the woman and just take her, and as goes on even in many places nowadays, you know, rape, you know, war rape or rapes that happen as an aftermath of war. But to have this regulation there is interesting. So to look at the spirit, the irid of HaTorah and not the letter of HaTorah, right? The letter is helpful there, but to get to the irid. So we have the female captives, the rules and the regulations concerning female captives. Of course, we could say that it's not a perfect, so to speak, but if it was worked out in a full, complete sense, it would be better, right? Better than the other way that is still the way even nowadays. Next is the right of the firstborn, connected with the female captives. Now, what's another interesting note is that there were rules and regulations concerning different peoples. There was a seven, you could say, nations of Canaan that Jehovah had evicted. And therefore, Israel and the soldiers of Israel, the hosts of Israel, were to be that vanguard. And they had to be of the pedigree of Israel, of Israel. This is why in Numbers chapter 1, verse 8 particularly, is saying that those who had a right, a duty, a responsibility to go forth to evict the former tenants of Jalan. And this is also another interesting point as well, because it seems as though that even the Canaanites had some sort of agreement, contractual or otherwise, with the landlord, with Jah, with Jehovah. We find that as we study. So here we have the rights of the firstborn. Now, it's an interesting connection that we have the female captives who are of other nations. They were of other nations. I heard some Israelites of some of the other camp, the 1970 AD camp, say, well, this was like when there was civil war in Israel. Like, you know, they was applying this to Israel, that when we'd be fighting ourselves and be taking women of other tribes. No, it didn't have anything to do with that. It had to do with the other nations besides the seven nations who already had a war order. Jah gave the war order, and he gave it through his mouthpiece, the Alpha and the Goose and the Guest, the mouthpiece of Jehovah, the King of Kings, gave it through Moses. Basically, these seven nations might were to be removed effectively. But any other peoples that you might come across, as we had in the previous Torah portion where it says one is to besiege, like, you know, come to that city and then declare shalom, the terms of peace with call Yisrael, with the B'nai Yisrael, with the Israelites. And if the city or the place agreed with it, they will become like tributaries. Basically, they will live under, we could say, the Yisrael Shalom, the Shalom of Israel. They would pay taxes, so forth and so on, but they would not be under an eviction or, you know, exterminate. They become part of, almost like nationalized Israel as additional territories. So this right here applies to these and those peoples. It's important because otherwise things get confused and we think that Jah is the author of confusion when it will be actually our lack of study to show ourselves approved. So here with the right of the firstborn is also very interesting because it connects with a man having, it says, two wives, having two women. And this comes right after the female captive. So it's interesting, the application of case study, that no doubt it was given to in its first instance. So we have the captive woman of other nations, and we have a man having two women, two wives. And if he loves one but dislikes the next, if he likes the second one, the second wife more so, he's not to give to the children of the second born, right, that which is rightfully due to his firstborn of the woman. For whatever reason, he dislikes her. Now, right, that is considered to be not righteous because he's looking at the children of that woman that for whatever reason he dislikes or does not have an attraction to. He's looking at her with an evil eye, and the evil eye is the opposite of the good eye. The good eye, where he says, judge ben tzedek in righteousness, rightly. To the children of the firstborn belongs the right of the firstborn. So that is also an interesting note to derive principles for application, not literally speaking, but what is the principle over personality, yes? So then we have the rebellious children, rather more correctly, according to the Torah, from the letter to the spirit of the Torah, the rebellious sons, to the rebellious sons. There's a connection also with the hanging on the tree. They're hanging on the tree, and of course, some say this might be a foreshadowing of what occurred and happened to Adonai Yeshua HaMoshiach, Robeinu, Ayinai Rabbi, Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the crucifixion, seeing this example here that we have connected with the rebellious sons, the rebellious children, more directly the rebellious sons. Then we can also look in the New Testament and see how the scribes, the Pharisees, and we can say the leaders of the Judaic, we say, religion or faith of that time in the first century, they took themselves according to the pattern as fathers and took those who were not of the Pharisaical, rabbinic, and of that order to be their children. So with Yeshua HaMoshiach, Robeinu, Ayinai Rabbi, the rabbi of rabbis, with him disagreeing or having different conclusions of the true application of HaTorah, they looked at him as a rebellious child. So another connection within the psyche of the Yehudi, the psyche of the Jew, even we, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, it's interesting we can see that application to Yeshua in this Torah reading and feeding. Now, there's a additional miscellaneous. We say miscellaneous not because each of them is not important for our study, our reasoning, and seeing if there's any possible applications, not to the letter of the law, but to the spirit of the law. Laws concerning sexual relations are also reemphasized again, because remember, the context here is that Moses is speaking to a new generation. He's speaking now to the generation that's going to cross over and go in to that land, African land, right? That's going to go over. So he's reminding this new generation of the basic precepts, directions, instructions concerning being a set apart people, a holy people, and also being a righteous people, a holy people in regards to those regulations regarding the vertical relation to Hashem, to the name, to the Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be the name, and that righteousness in our relationship, that horizontal relationship. So we even have symbol, you know, in symbolic logic, the true cross, the vertical relation between God and man and God, us here on earth, and Abba Binu Sheba Shemai, our Father who art in the heavens and the higher heights, and our relationship to one another. Those who are to be excluded from the assembly, what does it mean here, those excluded from the assembly? In its direct context, those who had a right of worship with Kol Yisrael, with all of Israel. In its direct context, as we know, there are strangers that may exist in the land of Israel, along with the Israelites. Some might be faithful. You might be able to break bread with them. Right, others are there, like in other nations, you know, for work or for labor or just, you know, as residents, so to speak. But those excluded from the assembly is regarding the holy place, right? Seeing the holy place worship. Also sanitary, hygienic rites, rituals, and humanitarian precepts. There's a particular precept and precepts that are emphasized that concern compassion to animals. And often in the Western Gentile whitewashed Christianity, many of these are overlooked. Judaically and Hebraically, these are emphasized. And then when we see that example of the Israelites of Ethiopia in the fuller manifestation, in the King Messiah, Kamawi Haile Selassie, that compassion to animals, and for he who be who he be, Kamawi Haile Selassie, so saying, for my part, I glory in the Bible, and then to find that this is one of the main emphasis here, even in this Torah reading and feeding, that is often overlooked. So we have hygienic principles, rites, rituals, humanitarian precepts that also and directly involve the treatment, the humane treatment of the animal life. All right, now, that's in spite of the fact that, yes, in those days and times, the sacrifices, the animal sacrifice, but even that was regulated, right, in the, we could say, in the principal best ways possible, considering the times, right, and considering the first times. So what we have here is Jah gradually rising his people, giving them examples of his ultimate righteousness in the things that they did in their daily lives and their interactions with one another, holistically speaking. Now we also have Torot, direction instructions concerning marriage, as well as concerning divorce. Now, also in the Brit Hadash and Hadith Kidan, this is also very much interest because of the words of Rabbeinu Yeshua HaMoshiach concerning what Moses wrote. As he emphasizes, he said it wasn't so from the beginning, but Moses gave you the writing of a bill of divorcement. So here we get to see one of the tripartite ways in which the direction instructions came about. What do we mean by that? Well, he who be who he be, the Hebrew and the Holy Trinity, does a lot of things by pattern. He tells Moses, Moshe, and the Israelites and the Levites and the Kohanim to pay attention to the pattern. So there's a trifold, a threefold giving of Torah. Firstly, foremostly in the 10 words, the Esaret HaDibarim, the 10 commandments that His Majesty reminds I and I to fulfill. That was given directly by the mouth of he who be who he be, by the mouth of Jehovah. That represents, we could say, a perfect legislation that did not have a fulfillment. It was not fulfilled, those 10 words. We get the Messiah, Yeshua HaMoshiach, in that fulfillment, showing that example of fulfilling the 10 words called the 10 commandments. That's the first of the threefold giving of Torah, of the direction instructions. Because really it's all about the 10 words. All the rest is case law, is examples, is commentary or application of what is written in the 10 words. The 10 words called the 10 commandments. Correctly, the 10 commandments from a Hebrew perspective is one command with 10 articles. This is why James, Jacob says in the Epistle of James in the New Testament, if you break one, you break all, because they are all connected, right, to be fully fulfilled. The second fold giving of HaTorah, of the directions, instructions, the Torot in HaTorah, in the direction, the instruction, is Moses, Moshe. They are those laws that are instituted by Moses, Moshe, of course, with the permission of Hashem. We can go through this even within Torah, and as we study, we can see it very clearly. That's why Yeshua HaMoshiach, knowing HaTorah, spoke that it was Moses that gave them the writing of the Bill of Divorcement, but from Bereshith, from the beginning, Bereshith in wisdom, from the beginning, it was not so. And the third fold of the giving of HaTorah, the direction instruction, as we look at the Torot, the directions and instructions, right, is based on the elders, is based on the elders. In other words, we find that there were tribes and traditions of the people. Even when we talk about sacrifice, when we talk about sacrifice in the scripture, we don't have any place where John tells them you must sacrifice from the beginning. It seems to be something that Adam, right, and his children, Cain and Abel, the first ones, had done, you know. And we know from the Kevron Ages, from Ainai Ethiopic Talmud, or the teaching of His Majesty in the Kevron Ages, the glory of the kings, we know that it was concerning who would marry, right, which of the brothers' twin sisters, because that question often comes up. Well, you know, where do they find their wife from? From the ancient teachings, that question had already been asked and answered, and we have a testimony of it in the Kevron Ages. But this idea of sacrifice to propitiate HaElohim, HaElohim, the power, the source, or any other ones and ones that people might be naive to be powers or sources, seems to be something that was already part of, you know, the people, what the people, you know, what the people already did. And what the Father, as it says in the scripture, he winked at the times of disobedience, but he calls all, right, to repentance. So here, the threefold giving of HaTorah, right? We have it from Jehovah, we have it from Moses, and we have it from the tribe and tradition of the elders. His Majesty, Kanamawi Haile Selassie, even speaks to that when he talks about how any constitutional law has to be rooted in the customs, you know, of the peoples. It has to relate to the particular or peculiar peoples, right? So additional miscellaneous direction instructions, each of them important. We're just saying miscellaneous, various, let's put it like that. The Levirate marriage, what's known as the Levirate marriage, how is the Levirate marriage different from, we could say, other marriages? And it has nothing to do with the Levite in that sense, but the Levirate marriage. And then there's various commands that fulfill right here, here, here. Now, here, we also have, just to put this on the record, brothers and sisters, you know, encouraging ones to call in, you know, about to ride up right here for the Sunday service, but just touching on some basic overview, hopefully to make the Torah reading and feeding a little more digestible, right? Mawahad, Tawahido, right? Into the oneness. So here we have civil laws, what can best be described as the Hebrew, the civil laws for Amo Yisrael, for the people of Israel. We also have the 40 days of Teshuvah. We're in this time, this season, with the month of Elul, 40 days of Teshuvah, repentance, soul searching, beginning in this time, 2021, August 7th of this year, Rosh Hashanah, or Rosh Chodesh Elul, that marked the beginning of 40 days of repentance as we're coming to the, you would say, the end, the beginning, as it were, of the year, the lunar new year, September 6th in this season, the solar new year corresponding with September 11th, Ethiopia, Kingdom of God, new year, here, in this particular season. So this is the season of repentance, right? This is a season of soul searching. Also the connection with the last Shabbat, right? The last Shabbat of the year. We have right here the fifth of the seven Shabbats before we come to the lunar new year, corresponding to the fifth, right, of the seven feasts of Jehovah that we have in Leviticus chapter 23. It's the Feast of Trumpets. The Feast of Trumpets equals Rosh Hashanah, the beginning, we could say, of the lunar, you know, the lunar new year, as it were, right? Here we have the fifth of the seven, right, readings from the prophets that are consecutively read before Rosh Hashanah, before the Day of Trumpets, Yom Teruah. These are called Haftarot Torah readings, the prophets of comfort. They foretell of the restoration of Jah people and the coming of the Messianic age. In this Shabuah, here, in this reading, Jehovah compares the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the Israelites, to a wife who has long been barren. Now, according to the ancient sages, Jah tells the wife of his youth to sing out. To sing. He tells the wife of his youth, here compared to the wife who has long been barren, he commands her, he tells her to sing out with joy, for soon she will have a hard time keeping track of all her children. Many will return by means of a mighty wave, a wave of teshuva, a wave of repentance, a wave of return that will sweep over the entire world when Jerusalem is finally redeemed and Moshiach reigns in Yisrael. We will say when Moshiach, even the King Messiah, reigns in the hearts and the minds of Jah people. Though Jehovah had hardened Yisrael, Israel, for a season, we have Romans chapter 11 in verses 25 to 29 also linking with this sabbatical, with this Shabbat, the Parsha of comfort that we're going to share here for the Sunday service here on the Ian and the Irid. His love for her is sure, and all his promises, his yea and amen, will be established. In the end of days and the end times of the Gentiles, all Yisrael will be saved. In times and eras like these, like the days of Noah, but just as Jah swore that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, the earthly plane, so he has sworn by himself that Yisrael, that Israel, will be regathered and restored. So this is a link here with this fifth of the seven prophets of comfort reading here from Isaiah chapter 54. Verse 1, Rani, Akara, Sing, O barren one who did not be, and break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who have not been in labor. For the children of the desolate one will be more than the children of her who is married, saith Jehovah. So here, linking with this time, linking with this season right here, a couple of first words, just the connective here in this time, in this season, the reason here. So we have the seventh Aliyah. Let's come forward, the seventh Aliyah, here, on the ear and in the irid, here, for Ki, Te, Te. Keep
taking Zimbabwe, South Africa, Senegal, Guinea, Uganda, Chad, Togo.
There's a lot of work to be done, oh God, in the promised land.
There's
a lot of work to be done, oh God, in the promised land, in the promised land, in the promised
land. And here, the seventh Aliyah right here. Yes, sir. Lakee, take.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohema, Adonai Echad.
And here, Shema Yisrael. Here, give ear. Give ear. And here for the Shabi'i Aliyah, the Shabi'i, the seventh reading, the seventh up offering here for this Shabbat, Ki Tetzeh, Sabbath, when thou goest forth. Lo, ta, is shok sakira oni we ebiona me a heka o mia gereka asher de artekar bi she areka. Here, picking up the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 24. Here for the Shabi'i, for the seventh reading, the seventh Aliyah. For this Shabbat, Ki Tetzeh. Picking up here, Deuteronomy 24, verse 14. Thou shalt not oppress, downpress, an hired servant, that is, poor and needy. Lo, tai shoka, sakir oni we'ebion. Whether he be of thy brother, may acheka, or of thy strangers, O mi gerika, that are in thy land within thy gates, asher be'aretzeka, bisha areka, at his day thou shalt give him his hire, neither shall the sun go down upon it, for he is poor, and setteth his heart upon it, lest he cry against the eye, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, and it be chatat, chatiat, sin, akari, to the eye. The fathers, the patriarchs, shall not be put to death for the children, neither shall the children be put to death for the fathers, the patriarchs. Every man shall be put to death for his own chatiyat, his own sin, his own akri. Thou shalt not pervert the judgment of the stranger, nor of the fatherless, nor take a widow's raiment to pledge, but thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in Mitzrayim, in Kemet. And Yahuwah Elohecha, Jehovah the I Elohim, redeemed the I thence from there. Therefore, I command thee, I, to do this thing. When thou cuttest down thine harvest in thy field, and hast forgot a sheaf in the field, thou shalt not go again to fetch it. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and for the widow, that Yahuwah Elohecha, Jehovah the I Elohim, may bless thee in all the work of thine hands. When thou beatest thine olive tree, thou shalt not go over the boughs again. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and for the widow. When thou gatherest the grapes of thy vineyard, thou shalt not glean it afterward. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and for the widow. And thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Kemet, in the land of Egypt. Therefore, I command thee, to do this thing. Hear, 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 Shema Israel. Hear, 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 give ear. Fifth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy, chapter 25. Divers regulations. Divers regulations. If there be a controversy between men, and they come to judgment, that the judges may judge them, then they shall justify the righteous and condemn the wicked, the ratchet. And it shall be, if the wicked, the ratchet man, be worthy to be beaten, that the judge, Shofet, shall cause him to lie down and to be beaten before his face, according to his fault, by a certain number. 40 stripes he may be given. 40 stripes he may give him. And not exceed, lest if he should exceed and beat him above these with many stripes, then Achika, thy brother, should seem vile to thee. Thou shalt not muzzle the ox when he treadeth out the corn. If brethren dwell together, and one of them die, and have no child, the wife, the Isha of the dead, shall not marry without to a stranger. Her husband's brother shall go in to her, and take her to him, to Isha, to wife, and perform the duty of an husband's brother to her. And it shall be that the firstborn which she beareth shall succeed in the name of Acho, his brother, who is dead, that his name, Shemo, be not put out of Israel. And if the man like not to take his brother's Isha, Eshet, wife, then let his brother's Isha, Eshet, wife, go up to the gate to the elders and say, my husband's brother refuseth to raise up to his brother a name in Israel. He will not perform the duty of my husband's brother. Then the elders of his city shall call him and speak to him. And if he stand to it and say, I like not to take her, then shall his brother's Isha, Eshet, his brother's wife, come to him in the presence of the elders and loose his shoe from off his foot and spit in his face, and shall answer and say, so shall it be done to that man that will not build up his brother's bait, his brother's house. And Shemo, his name, shall be called in Israel, the house, the bait of him that hath his shoe loosed. When men strive together, one with another, and the wife, the Isha of the one, draweth near for to deliver her husband out of the hand of him that smiteth him, and putteth forth her hand, and taketh him by the secrets, then thou shalt cut off her hand. Thine eye shall not pity her. Thou shalt not have in thy bag divers weights, a great and a small. Thou shalt not have in thine house divers measures, a great and a small. But thou shalt have a perfect and just weight, a perfect and just measure shalt thou have, that thy days may be lengthened in the land which Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, giveth thee. For all that do such things, and all that do unrighteously, are an abomination to Iba, to Jehovah the I Elohim. And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, give ear right here. Hear for the Maftir. The Maftir right here for this Shabbat Ki Teitzeh. Here at verse 17, Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 17, for the Maftir. Zakor et asher asalka et malika ba dereka b'seitekem ami mitrayim. Zakor, remember what Amalek did to the eye by the way. Zakor et asher asalika Amalek baderek. When ye all were come forth out of Egypt, mi mitzrayim, b'tzeitekem mi mitzrayim. How he met the eye by the way and smote the hindermost of the eye, even all that were feeble behind the eye, when thou wast faint and weary, And he feared not Elohim. Ulo yare Elohim. Therefore, it shall be when Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, hath given thee rest from all thine enemies round about in the land which Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, giveth thee for an inheritance to possess it, to possess her. That thou shalt blot out the remembrance of Amalek, of Amalek, from under heaven. Thou shalt not forget it. And here, 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 fulfilling this Shabbat, the Torah readings for Shabbat Ki Teisei. Kavur l'k'al, kavur l'dins, kavur l'hayl, glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power, kavur l'abinu, l'melkenu, glory be to Ainai Father, Abuna, to Ainai King, Nagusna, kavur l'k'edamawi, chayla selase, glory be to the first power of the Trinity, v'shem Yeshua, ha-Moshiach. In the name of Getachina, the Medhanitachin, the name of Ainai Lord and Savior, Be Jesus Christus. Amen.
Serving the Almighty, come rally round your throne, rally round the justice cell, cause that soon bar must go down, and justice wear the crown, justice will be ready now.
Justice, now it is!
Rastafari.
Marukata Yahweh, Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Asher Natan Lanu Torat Emet, Vayeolam Natei, Vatokanu. Baruch Ata Yahweh, Notein HaTorah, Sheina.
Oh,
being spread all over another country, another way of thinking. I also heard that you eating is also kosher eating. I mean, you're not eating pork and things like that, you know.
Are you Jewish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rasta.
I don't
understand. Well, I am Rasta, maybe.
So it's the same tradition as for the...
The lion of a tribe of Judah.
Hmm.
That must be Jew. Judah.
Yeah.
What's from Jew? I was last year, Judah.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Rastafari.
After the reading of a section of HaTorah, the law, the following baraka, the following blessing is said, Baruch Ata Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed art thou, he who be, who he be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, universal King, who has given us the law, HaTorah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in I and I midst. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Notain HaTorah. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest I and I the Torah, the directions, the instructions. Shalom. Wa imru. Amen.
Kadamawi. Kadamawi. Inslasya.
The home place is due for help.
know now.
Seven Shabbat of comfort right here, 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 going into new year, new cycle. Hebraically, the Rani Akara, sing, O barren one. Here, here, here. Yes, I. First thing first, the Baraka, the blessing for the reading of the prophets.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Asher b'char b'nebiyim tobim v'ratzach b'debreihim ha'ne'amarim b'emet. Baruch atah Adonai ha'bocher b'torach u'moshe abdo u'b'Israel ammo u'b'nebiyei ha'emet v'atzelik. Blessed art thee, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thee, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Ja, Ja, alles lasse ja in der Sonne, lasse ja in der Sonne.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 54, verses 1-10. That's in my arbor, but let me first introduce Hazmanak. Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith Yahweh, Buruku. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitation. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame, for thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore. For thy maker is thine husband, Yahweh Zabaoth is his name, Buruku. And thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the Kedushan, the Elohim of the whole earth, shall he be called. For Yahweh have called thee as a woman forsaken, and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth, when thou wast refused, saith thy Elohim. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith Yahweh thy Redeemer. For this is as the waters of Noah to me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee, nor rebuke thee. For the mountains, the Tararuch, shall depart, and the hills be removed. But my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith Yahweh Buruku, that hath mercy on thee. Amen. Glory to the word, sound, and power. Jah, Rastafari, Ketamali, Hyalis, Selassie, Ligusta, Gesa, Ethiopia. Let every team that have breath give praise to the Most High, Jah, Rastafari, the Son of Yeshua. Amen.
We are the daughters of Zion. Reggae music is the king's music.
Sí, es la reina de las músicas.
And it can be religious.
El rey, bueno, la reina en este caso.
Reggae music is the king's music. Reggae music is the king's music. Reggae music is the king's music.
Sí, es la reina de las músicas.
And it can be religious.
El rey, bueno, la reina en este caso.
Can be religious.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech ha'olam. Asher natan lanu. Moshiach Yeshua, Wehabarot, Shel Habarit Ha Hadasha. Baruch Atah Adonai, Notain Habarit Ha Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Rastafari, live it. Last year, I live it. And reigned in the heart of all man forever.
The Brit Chadasha, Chadish Kidan, Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS, number 49. Ki Tetze, When You Go Forth. From the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 27 through 30, and 1 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 1 through 5. We begin, B'Shem Ha'ab, V'Habein, V'Ruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Ahad, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Matthew chapter 5, verse 27, Kaf Zain, verse 28, Kaf Het. Shmaitem ki ne'emar la rishonim lo tinaf. Wa ani omer lakem kol hamistakel beisha lachmol ota naof ne'afa bilibo. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say to you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart. And if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. And if thy right hand offend thee, cut it off and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, part 3, immorality rebuked, discipline enjoined. Verse 1, Aleph, verse 2, Beit. Hakol nishma bekol makom shezunut benekem uznut asher ein kmoha bagoyim ad sheyikach yish et eshet abiyu ve'atem mitkayim tachat asher titabalu lehasir mikarpekem ose hamaase haze. It is reported commonly that there is fornication among you, and such fornication as is not so much as named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife. Indifference to evil in the church, the result of divisions. And ye are puffed up, and have not rather mourned, that he that has done this deed might be taken away from among you. For I verily, as absent in body, but present in spirit, have judged already, as though I were present, concerning him that has done this deed. In the name of Adonainu Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when ye are gathered together, in my spirit, with the power of Adonainu Yeshua HaMashiach, with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, to deliver such a one to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of Ha'adon Yeshua, in the day of the Lord Jesus. Kabor lakalu, kabor ladimtu, kabor lachailu, kabor lakedamawi, chaili selase, be Jesus Christos sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Back here, Sunday morning dub. A little Sunday morning dub right there, there, there. What a very heavy, as far as the various direction instructions given in this Torah reading and feeding. And how do they apply today? Not literally, definitely many of them, but there's some principles, interesting principles. Like to connect with the continuity, since the continuation of the rules of engagement, the war laws, and also shalom. Shalom. It's interesting how the Hebrew understanding of shalom is much different than what we hear in the West, peace, peace. But what does shalom mean, as it's contained even here and used in some interesting ways? Even the Messiah says that, you know, he does not, you know, send his peace, give his peace like the world gives their peace. So that's also contained in the war laws, and just for continuity purposes, like to ride up with that. But first, here, 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 for the fulfillment of the Torah readings and the prophets reading and the new covenant reading here in the season. Also, there's a lot of connectivity between what the Messiah said in the New Testament, in the Brit Chadash, that is the Adis Kidan, and what he also clarified from the Old Covenant. Some really direct quotes and direct reference points right here, here, here for I and I to study. But let's ride up with the Sabbath seal, the seal psalm, Psalm 144. Here on the Sunday service. Yes, I have about 30 minutes still before the grace period, but let's ride up and see if we can unpack this 49th sabbatical study key. Tay Tay, when you go forth to war, Bewetah Gizeh.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, Xiavi Yemesken. Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos.
And here is the Sabbath Shabbat seal psalm, psalm that seals up the Sabbath time and also looks forward to a new a work week. And interesting how work and warfare, you know, is connected, and also teamwork as well regarding the other brother as I and myself. The universal application of the spirit of Torah. Right here, here, Sabbath seal psalm, Psalm 144. It's interesting because the connection with battle and the connection with prosperity, the connection with work and overcoming the obstacles and the enemies. Here, let's ride up. That was the Nazarene.
Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children whose mouth speaketh vanity and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plant grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones,
polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and ten thousands in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, 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 shall fear
him. Yaman! Cleanse you and your friend, Bunyan. No name sweet as Emmanuel. Selassie, I shall take us from Egypt. No name sweet as Emmanuel. You know, stumble, and yet still you no friend. Yo! Kings of the earth, come to yourself, you cannot see it. It's for truth, God bless you with your wealth. Woman of the soil, where is your meditation? Feed the black child, the future generation. Kings of this earth, come to yourself, you cannot chase every skirt to you inherit your wealth. Woman of the soil, where is your meditation? Feed the black child, the future generation. Oh, tell me.
The last eyes are master, yeah, for the enemies are confounded.
Spirit of the Hamlet, get a Maui, Rastafari. Got a Maui, I have some crystals. Lift them up, my rock, God. Deny your delay.
King of kings, Lord of lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Elect of God, mighty God, ever living God. Rightful ruler. Let us be the man to walk in not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the ways of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. For I delight in the law of the Lord God, the Lord High. In his laws do I meditate day and night. Therefore I must be like a tree, and planted by the rivers of water, and bread for fruit in due season. I lack, also shall not wither, and whatsoever I do it shall prosper. The weak out are not so, oh no, they are like the travel to wind driveth away. Therefore no weak out shall stand in the judgment, nor no sinner the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord God so high, that he knoweth the ways of the righteous, and know that the ways of the weak out shall crumble and burn. But even light and earthquake, brimstone and fire, to kill crumble. Conceptions for my creation continually, and the little righteousness cover the earth as the water covers the sea. The end from that I walk until this I walk. Healful eye,
high and so mighty.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Selah. Selah.
call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full now. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay.
Sunday service right here. First word said on the first day, the Sunday, Ehud, Melkam, beautifully good, Ehud, right here from the Liturgy of His Majesty.
Sosenya, Be'elete, Ehud, Yemibal. Said on Sundays, the first day. Sidkin yasara senvetina yakabram sohulu sadikno. Wada ekaziavi heram lukota yegeba. Kamitmanana yilayena yohona fetchmoibel. Sidkin yasara senvetin. Yakabram so hulu sadikno. Blessed is he who does truth and honors the Sabbath. Let him not question whether he would be outcast from the multitudes if he was to enter into the worship of the sustainer Ekasi Abher Cha Rastafari. Blessed is he who does truth, righteousness, and honors the Sabbath, the Senvet.
Blessed be his Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie, Jah Rastafari, who liveth and reigneth with I and I, continually ever faithful, ever sure. Jah Rastafari, with no apology, and this is the Rastaman Vibration.
Right here, here, here. Here, Israel's warlords who love engagement and shalom. Here. Gonna ride up into the grace period of this podcast right here. There's a lot of interesting kind of related directions, instructions. Remember, it's being given to a new generation. So a new generation is getting kind of like an overview. And those who have been trotting, reading, and studying, reading and feeding the sabbatical studies from strong to strong, no doubt recall many of these being mentioned earlier. But it's interesting to note where they're being mentioned now and for what purpose. So here's a continuation of Israel's war laws. So we have like 12 or so minutes, just to give one the heads up. It's a little bit full right here. Let's ride up with this right here. Yes, I. Rastafari.
Ki teis aya. Lam milhamma al oibeka. Un tano. Yahuwa loheka. Bi yadeka. We shabita. Shibuyo ki teise lam lhamma.
For with stammering lips and another tongue.
For with stammering lips and stammering lips, tes a ki tes a ya ki tes a ya lam il hamma al oi beka una tano untano yahua loheka be yadeka we shabita shibuyo ki tes a lam il hamma al oi beka una tano yahua loheka be yadeka we shabita shibuyo. When thou goest forth to battle against thine enemies, and the Yahweh Eloheka, thy Elohim, deliverest them into thy hand, and thou carriest them away captive, ki tis'eya lam ilhamma al oibeka una tano Yahuwa loheka de yadeka we shabita shibuyo. First words, Hebrew first words for this 49th weekly Torah portion reading and feeding in our annual Rastafari sabbatical studies for this sabbatical strong. Ki tes a ki tes a ya lam ilhamma, when thou goest forth to battle, when thou goest forth to battle, ki tes eya lam ilhamma. The text here refers to a war other than against the peoples of the Canaan. The text here refers to a war and warfare and the rules of engagement for warfare with those other than against the peoples of Canaan. Now, this is a continuation, actually, of chapter 20 of the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book of Deuteronomy, the Sefer Devarim. So, Deuteronomy chapter 20 and 19, here we have a continuation of the text and of the rules of engagement. The rules of engagement, we could call it the war laws, the wars of Yahuwah, of the Yahweh laws, dealing with the manner of waging war, which was interrupted by the institution of breaking the heifer's neck. So the text, the war text, we have an interruption of the war laws for this very important, seemingly. Some would say, well, why does this text of the heifer and the breaking of the heifer's neck interrupt the continuation of the war laws? Now, first things first, let's get a context here. Once again, ki tes a lam ilhamma, when thou goest forth to battle. The text is referring to a war or any war according to the type other than against the peoples of the Canaan, of the Canaan. Because the seven nations of Canaan, there was to be no shalom, no peace, but an extermination ord. According to the Torah, according to the text, according to the study tree. Now, we're going to ask ourselves, why is this? Why is there a difference? Why are we given separate rules of engagement for other peoples except those seven nations? Those seven nations, Jah already gave the extermination order, right? There'd be no peace, total extermination for these seven. And what does the seven signify in the Brit Chadash, in the Hadis Kidan, in the New Covenant, what do these seven signify? Now, the number seven, very interesting. Some say that's a God number, a spiritual number, a divine number. The science of the number seven is important here, especially in the context concerning, as the text says, furthermore, Al-Oibeka, against Al-Oibeka. Oibeka, against thine enemies, when thou goest forth to battle against thine enemies. Ki te sea lamilchama al oibeka. Now, since the text here continues from Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 19. Let's do a reference to chapter 20, verse 19, and let's see where it ends right here, right? Verse 19, it says, when thou shalt besiege a city a long time in making war against it to take it, thou shalt not destroy the trees thereof by wielding an axe against them, for thou mayest eat of them, but thou shalt not cut them down, for it is the tree of the field, man, for it is the tree of the field, man, that it should be besieged of thee. For it is the tree of the field, man, that it should be besieged. Now see, here's in the Chumash. This is what we have in the Chumash. In the Chumash, that is the translation of which, no doubt, if you're looking at the KJV, the standard KJV, King James Version, and we look at this corresponding text in the KJV translation, in the old, you could say, sacred English translation of chapter 20, verse 19, the reading would be, when thou shalt besiege a city a long time in making war against it to take it, thou shalt not destroy the trees thereof by forcing an axe against them, for thou mayest eat of them, and thou shalt not cut them down. Now here, in the KJV and other Bibles, you might see a parenthetical, open parentheses, for the tree of the field is man's life, close parenthesis, to employ them in the siege. So here it's now touching on the tree, man's life. There's another verse before the discontinuation, the ending of the chapter, chapter 20 of Zadagim of Deuteronomy, chapter 20. Now, here we pick up with 21 and 10. And the text here is a continuation, right, of the war laws, right, that are given to Israel, the rules of engagement that are for nations other than the seven nations of Canaan. There are specific war laws, or we say the war ord. There's a specific war ord that's given against the seven. Now, it's interesting, the seven, looking at the seven nations of Canaan, the seven heads on the dragon, you know, this seven, right, within the scriptures, right, returning to that, make a note of the seven, right, and also review the broadcast on this platform here, especially the Woman's Wednesday, Sister Mariama Tene, and going into the numbers and going into the seven scripturally, biblically speaking. So it's very important to understand those seven, especially as we look at the seven nations of Canaan according to the Brit Yeshana, the old covenant. And then when we now go to that new and living way that he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. Right? Speaking of our black Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMoshiach. So, seeing that the Old Testament, right, according to the words of Moshiach and the revelation of the new covenant. The Old Testament was a shadow, right? The shadow. In the new covenant, we have the fullness of what the shadow, right, was projected from. You know, like when someone has a shadow. You see a shadow, the shadow is being reflected off of the true substance. So we're going to look at the shadow first and looking at the Old Testament scripture and then trace it, right, in the Moshiach, in Yeshua, in the Word, in the Spirit of Truth. Right, that's what we say, grab your pen, your paper, your sacred scripture, B-I-B-L-E, right, and bring a willing and a repentive heart and mind. That's the key. That's the key, right? You must be born again, right? Have a change, a metanoia, a change of mind. Because when we just look at it, we say, okay, this is war laws. We can understand it like that according to the natural, right? But we need to understand it according to the first type, because the first things are the natural, the earthly things. As Moshiach Rabboni said, if I've shown you earthly things and you do not comprehend it, how will you be able to comprehend the heavenly things, right? If I show you natural things and you don't comprehend it, how will you be able to understand the spiritual things? Howl? Amen? It's the next verse right here in 2020. It says, only the trees which thou knowest that they be not trees for meat or for food, thou shalt destroy and cut them down. And thou shalt build bulwarks against the city that maketh war with thee until it be subdued. Those are very important instructions. Most will gloss over it. Not I and I, not the followers and disciples of the King of Kings Christ of His Majesty the Moshiach, who are going to study to shew ourselves approved. Because what we're seeing is a type and a type. Right? A type and a type. Remember, there's two classes, we could say, of enemies. They are those of the seven nations, right? And specific war ordinance against the seven nations of the Canaan. And then we have other nations, right? And other peoples, right? And here is where the continuation, right? Here's where this detail is very, very important. Now, even here, as we link with the continuation, where we're continuing Kitates A, right? Kitates A in Deuteronomy 21 and 10 is a continuation from 20 and 19. And then we have this little interlude concerning the breaking of the heifer's neck. But even before that there, which begins in chapter 21, the first part of chapter 21, the first, we could say, nine or so verses, we have two verses right here. And it's concerning two different kinds of trees. I find that to be interesting. Have you noticed that? The two different kinds of trees, right? There's one tree that is a fruit-bearing tree. And then there's the other tree, which is fruitless and not fruit-bearing tree, but may be utilized in the siege against those cities, right, that will not accept the terms of shalom, our terms of shalom, because the first thing we proclaim is shalom, right? The gospel, the good news, the gospel of peace. So Moshiach Yeshua said, think not that I have come to, the peace. What kind of peace? So let's connect that as well, where we see where the proclamation, right, of the Tzabaoth of Israel, of the army, the Tzava of Israel is to promote what? Proclaim what? What's the first thing to proclaim? Shalom. Right? What is the gospel? The gospel is the gospel of peace. We hold our beautiful on the feet, right, upon the mountain, the one who proclaims the good tidings of peace, that proclaims shalom. Right? So they refuse that shalom, then it's war. War. Right? So we have these war ordinances, and we have to study these war ordinances firstly and foremostly in the context of the Old Testament type. How was it then? Right? Because see, when we recognize how was it then, and with the Spirit and the truth and that born again heart and mind, and taking the time to enjoy and to see it from Jah's view. What is Jah's view?
what was the instructions he was instructing the children of Israel to do, right? And why were these instructions so instructed likewise, right? That's the first thing. Did the children of Israel do it, right? We learn from the object lessons here because all the scripture was written, right, for our instruction, for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come, right? So right here, there's these two types of trees, which is very interesting, right? The two types of trees. Now, of course, I'm making an overt allusion to the Canaanites, right? Chopped down, cut down, you may destroy them, right? But here, with the trees, it's permissive according to the Bible. But here's also a sign as well, a sign. Think about the parables, right, of Moshiach Yeshua. Right, the parables of the tree, the parables of the good man, the land, the seed planted. How about the parable of that tree, right, that was planted in good soil but did not bring forth fruit? You know what I'm saying? So we're going to look at that as well. Let's make notes of that. So here, as we go through a first reasonment, it's a kind of first word reasonment right here. In fact, let us look into this a little bit more. As we know, this Torah portion, the 49th weekly Torah portion, here we have Ki Tetzei, Ki Tetzeiah, Ki Tetzeiah Lamelchama Al Oibeka, when thou goest forth to battle against thine enemies. So we got to identify the Oibe. Right, the oib. Right, who are the oibs? Right, who are the oibs here? The oibeka. Who are the oibes? Right, who is oibeka? Who is your enemy? Right, who are the enemies? Right, who are our enemies here? According to the Torah, right, in the text, in the context of the text, who are the enemies being spoken of? As I said, the text here refers to a war other than against the peoples of Canaan, other than against the seven nations of Canaan. It's almost like saying the war that we have, right, the spiritual warfare, other than the seven heads on the dragon, right, the seven heads on the dragon, other than those seven, other than those seven. You know what I'm saying? Other than. Now, let's look at where the text picks up from. This is a continuation of Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 19. That's dealing with the manner or how the rules of engagement of waging Jah's wars, the wars of Yahuwah, of the Yahweh, of Jehovah, which was interrupted by the institution of the breaking of the heifer's neck. And that was concerning the inquest for the slain, you know, a murdered person, right? What was to be done to avoid the guilt, right? That guilt and the adverse effect on the land. You know, those things that pollute, this is the blood pollutes the land. The bloodshed of the innocent pollutes the land. Right. Now, that's not the only text that interrupts, but what's connected with that breaking off there, before we get to the end of chapter 20, beginning chapter 21, where we are right here, we're at 21 and 10, for this 49th key Tetzei, when thou goest forth, going forth, the context is going forth to battle, going forth to battle against who? The Oibe, Oibeka. Against thy male enemy. But now let's pick up right here with chapter 20 so we can get the connective here. Right? In chapter 20, verse 1 says, when thou goest forth, let's bring this up, it says, when thou goest forth to battle against thine enemies and seest horses and chariots and the people more than thou, more than the eye, be not afraid of them, for the Yahweh, thy Elohim, Eloheka, is with thee, I, which brought thee, I, up out of the land of Egypt. Now, it's interesting, because we look at the language, it says, Ki Tetzei, La Milchama. Very same words we have here. Ki teitzei, ki teitzei'a la milchama. When thou goest forth to battle al oibeka, against your enemies. Very same words. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 words. We have these same 5 words that begin off this 49th sabbatical Torah portion here. Ki teitzei. The same opening words. Ki teitzei. Ki teitzei'a. Same words. Ki teitzei'a la milchama. Al oibeka. Against thy oibeka. The oibeka against your male enemies. Now, before the raid here in Chumash, some of the Chabarim have maybe touched on this. Let's get this into the reasoning here and the testimonial raid here for this 49th. When thou goest forth to battle, ki teitzei'a la milchama al oibeka. The subject of making war immediately follows that dealing with compensation for the loss of a limb, to intimate that seriously disabled men, a seriously disabled man, by men, are exempt from military service, from service in the tzava'a, the tzava, by the tzava'a, the tzava'ot, the sabaot, the host. It is to be connected with thine eye shall not pity. Where do we have that? We have that, right? We have that within the scripture, right? Thine eye shall not pity. All who are under obligation to serve must be compelled to do so. All who are under obligation to serve. That means I and I shall have a new name, precious name, new name, Jarastafari, right? A new name. So we carry that name. There's an obligation that comes with carrying that name, right? And thine eye shall not, what? Shall not pity. We have that in verse 21. And thine eye shall not pity. In chapter 19:21, Deuteronomy. And thine eye shall not pity, but life shall go for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. I have to say this. Who is that fool that said, that spoke against one of your leaders, or the leaders of that previous Bamidbar wilderness generation? He had a dream, right? He had a dream, right? He had a dream. Let the dreamer dream his dream, right? Wake up! It's time to wake up. And thine eye shall not pity. And thine eye shall not pity. Life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. What do we have here? All right? It says, Willo, tachos, tachos, tachawas, Willo, tachos, oineka, oin, oineka, oineka, oine, thy eye. And thy eye shall not pity. The subject of making war immediately follows that dealing with compensation for the loss of a limb. Some say, well, the eye for eye and a tooth for tooth, then we'll all be blind and we, you know, we'll be lame and stuff like that. Well, hold on for a moment. The eye for eye and tooth for tooth here says that if you wrong one, then by Jah's just law of keeping the balance, equilata, right? Keeping the balance, balancing the equation. Do you not think that an equation should be balanced, right? That there should be in the balance, and when things are not, how you feel when you don't feel balanced, right? You know, like in health-wise, if your health is not balanced, that's good. So you should stay unbalanced. And what happens? You ever ride a bike and you lose your balance? You ever skating? You ever doing anything? And you ever walking and you lose your balance? So let's understand this, that the subject of making war immediately follows that dealing with compensation for the loss of a limb. Right? There should be compensation for, I mean, people all day, they talk about, someone owes them. And then they'll say, I was wrong. Somebody took something of mine, and I deserve to have this back. Or, you know, like, so as you go to work, and you know you're working this hard, and you're working overtime because you're counting that money, and somebody just snatches part of that. I mean, that's cool. That's cool with you, right? Because eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth in life, you know, we will all be blind and lame then. That means if there's that much sinning and taking, then you'll need to be blind and lame for a moment. This is the Messiah says it's better to enter into, right, the kingdom, you know, missing some bad part than getting your whole part thrown in downstruction, headed for self-destruction, and thine eye shall not pity. Where lo, Tahos, oineka, oineka. Welo tahos, oineka. Nefesh, be nefesh, be nofesh, right? Oin, be oin. Shin, be shin. Yad, be yad. Where regel be regel, then I shall not pity. Where lo tahos oineka. Now, in the study of the text and the application of the text, right, and the ancient sages, the Rebbeinat and the Memharan, the teachers of Torah and the rabbis, they interpreted the eye for eye to mean that the payment of monetary compensation. Now, we can go into a little deeper reasoning for those who are so interested. Exodus chapter 21, verse 24, and Numbers chapter 35, 31. Indegna means again. Exodus chapter 21, verse 24, and Numbers chapter 35, verse 31, for the eye for eye. The oin, right? The eye, the oin. Right, the ayin be ayin, ayin be ayin. And it says, Welo tahos ayineka, and thine eye shall not pity. So interpreting this in the active use within the community, it wasn't literally that somebody going to pull out your eye or such and such, but it was showing the principle, right, that principle of the balancing of the equation. Right, the balancing of the equation. Thine eye shall not pity, especially a false witness. Thine eye shall not pity an eye for an eye, the payment of monetary compensation. Now, when we pick up with chapter 20, right, because this Torah portion, picking up here with chapter 21 and 10, is a continuation of what began in chapter 20. Thus, we have even the similarity. The word was the five words. Those five words, Ki Teisea Lamilchama Al Oibeka. Very same words here in 20 and 1. And in the beginning for this Torah portion in 21 and 10. All right? Very same words. Ki teitse lam milchama al oibeka. When thou goest forth to battle against thine enemies. Now there were those who were to be exempt, disabled men, those seriously disabled are exempt from military service, as well as other disabilities, right, or conditions that would righteously exempt a man of Israel, a son of Israel, from battle. We can get into those details as well. We've already touched on it from the previous Torah portion, but it deserves the reasonment for Aylan to reason and be able to articulate, right, what it is that we understand or what it is that we think we understand, because iron sharpens iron, right? Iron sharpens iron. Water reflects water, right? It is to be connected with thine eye, shall not pity. All who are under obligation to serve must be compelled to do so. So those who are able-bodied, those who didn't just buy a house or just marry a woman, or who are not faint or weak-hearted. That's what it's saying in the Torah. All right? If you've bought a house, you know, dedicated, livicated, right? Living it, livicated. If you planted a garden, fulfill that. Right? So you eat the first of that, right? If you married a woman, well, then you take her and enjoy her and let her enjoy you. It was, God says so in the Torah. Right? If you're not weak-hearted or faint-hearted, then get up, stand up. Stand up for Jah, fight. But first, Shammah. Let us hear what is truth and right to be done in Jah, fight, and also who to fight, and also how to fight. Amen? So here it says, Ki teitzei la milchama al oibeka. All right, not to get into all the details right here, but it's interesting that it begins off, right, stating, when thou goest out to battle against thine enemies and seest horses and chariots and a people more than thou, be not afraid of them. So appearances is not to judge by appearances. We see our enemies more so. Our enemies got more numbers. Right? They stand on the street corner and they say, all manners of evil against us falsely. For Jah, Rastafari namesake. What does the scripture say? So, thou shalt not be afraid of them. For the Yahweh, the I Elohim, Eloheka is with the eye. That's the great Emmanuel, 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 Jah. Elohim, the power is with us, which brought the eye up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be, when ye are come nigh, near to the battle, that the priest shall approach and speak to the people, that when y'all draw nigh, near to battle, right? So as we're drawing near to battle, the priest shall approach and speak. The priest will approach and speak to Ha'am, the people. Speak to Jah people and say to them. What will he say to them? Shema Yisrael, hear, O Israel, y'all draw nigh this day to battle against your enemies. Let not your heart faint. Fear not, nor be alarmed, neither be y'all affrighted at them. Ki Yahuwah Elohekem. For the Yahweh, your Elohim, is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you. This is a very powerful statement, word sound. Alright, so when a priest, HaKohen, says that, each of us must receive these words as, I will hear, I will Shema'ah. drawing near this day to battle against our enemies, I and I will not let our heart, I and I will not let our heart faint. I fear not, I'm not alarmed, neither am I and I affrighted at them. For Jehovah Jah, I and I power is he who be who he be that goeth with I and I and we to fight for I and I against our enemies to save I and I. This is how we encourage one another. This is how we encourage our own soul. What did it say David did? Right? Remember that scene that I was supposed to talk about, you know, when they took the one of the enemyites, forgot their name, they took David's wife, his two wives and their children, and took alive the other among them, women and children, and the soldiers that was rolling with David, they were so upset, they wanted to stone him. What did David have to do? He had to encourage himself. Right? B'Shem Yahuwah had to encourage himself. I have to encourage ourselves. See, when HaKohen speaks this word, Shema Yisrael, and he says to us, right, that y'all draw nigh this day to the battle against your enemies. How do we hear this? Do we take heed? Do we take heed? Do we take heed, or we let noises and other things and what's going on around us? Do we take these words in to the innermost of the innocent? Right? When HaKohen says, Shema Yisrael, y'all draw nigh. We're supposed to receive that as we draw nigh, as I draw nigh, I and I draw nigh this day to the battle against your enemies, to this day to the battle against our enemies. Let not your heart faint. I and I will not let our heart faint. Fear not, I and I fear not, nor be alarmed. I and I am not alarmed. Neither be y'all affrighted at them. I and I is not affrighted at them. Why? Ki Yahuwah Eloheikem ha holek imakem. For Jehovah your power is he that goeth with you. Go with us for what purpose? Le hilahem. Hilahem. To do what? To fight. Lachem. To fight for you against your enemies, to save you. Im oy bekem le ho shai ho shia le ho shia etekem to hoshia. Hosha'ena, 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 Hoshi, says what? Le Hoshi'a, going forward to say Hoshi'a etekem, all of y'all, all I and I, Hoshi'a, Hoshi'a, Hosha'ena, all right, to save I and I. That's what the Kohen will say. Then the officers speak to Ha'am, the people, speak to Jah's fighting man them, saying, what man is there that have built a new house and have not livicated it, dedicated it, says, but we say livicated it. Let him go and return to his house, lest he die in the battle and another man livicate it. And what man is there that have planted a vineyard and have not used the fruit thereof? Let him go and return to his house, lest he die in the battle, and another man use the fruit thereof. That would be wrong. And what man is there that hath betrothed a wife, a woman, a isha, and have not taken her? Let him go and return to his house, lest he die in the battle, and another man take her, because that would be wrong too. And the officer shall speak further to Ha'am, the people, and they shall say, what man is there that is fearful and faint-hearted? So even if a man is fearful and faint-hearted, as I now say, weak-hearted, let him go and return to him house, lest his brethren's heart melt as his heart. Because Jah don't need just numbers. He don't need the big numbers. So I have to get a certain number. Right? But it's those who make their wills obedient to Jah's good influence. Show up. Come forward. And it shall be when the officers have made an end of speaking to the people that the captains of hosts shall be appointed at the head of the people. Then ones and ones are appointed. Right, because the command and the control in Jah's order. See, as we learn about order, right? So it's about order in the family. We said that the mind is the head of the womb mind, right? And the head of the mind is Christ, and the head of Christ is Abba Father, right? There's even an order, right? Even an order here in the battlefield. There's order. And it says, when thou drawest nigh to a city to fight against it, it says, then... we draw nigh, then proclaim what? Proclaim shalom to it. All right, proclaim shalom. Now, interpreting this verse of nations other than, this is to be interpreted of nations other than the inhabitants of the Canaan, nations other than those seven nations. But some would understand it also of these particular seven nations. Well, let's go on. Some point out that Moshe offered peace to Sihon, king of the Amorites, and only after he declined the offer did Moshe make war against them. There are, however, two important differences between a war against the seven Canaanite nations and a war against other peoples. Did you know that? There's differences, two major ones we're going to point out. See, with the latter, speaking about the other nations other than the Canaanite nations, only the males were to be slain, and the women and children were saved alive when they were of other nations that sought to reject the shalom, Ainai shalom. When they were defeated, the males were slain, but the woman and the children were saved alive. Now, with the Canaan, right, the seven nations of Canaan, no one, male, female, woman, children, no one was to be spared. Furthermore, in the event of the accepting Yisrael's shalom, peace offer, the other nations had only to recognize Israel's sovereignty, whereas the seven nations of Canaan, in the Old Testament sense, like the seven heads of the dragon, right, who actually lived among Israel, had to accept the elementary laws of humanity. And what are those elementary laws? It's just elemental. Well, what are those elementals? They are known as the seven commandments of the sons of Noah, or the Noahide. The Noahide. Now, if it make the answer of shalom, suppose they said shalom, they accepted. The reason why the Gibeonites didn't take advantage of this law but resorted to trickery. Remember in Joshua chapter 9, verses 3, some say it's either that they anticipated Yehoshua's shalom, peace offer, or they wanted to attain the status of an ally. They wanted to be an ally other than that of a tributary people. So there's one can be an ally of I, or they can be a tributary. It's important for I to understand these differences as well. Now, as we go through this, we now pick up here in the 49th Kites A, right, a continuation, those very five words that we have at the beginning of chapter 20, we have here at the beginning of this 49th weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding, in chapter 21 and 10. Ki teitzei la milchama al oibeka. And the beautiful captive. and the beautiful captive, and seest among the captives a woman of goodly form, and thou hast a desire to her, and wouldest take her to be to thee to wife, would take her to yourself to be your Isha, right? To be your Isha. Well, what about that? Wouldest take her to thee to wife? Here, some say scripture makes a concession to human weakness. Some say it's made conception to man's weakness. I say that it's just recognizing the facts of the matter, but we need to understand the text and the context of this. Firstly, in its Old Testament type. And then let's ask a question. Does this apply in the Brit Chadasha, the Hadis Kitan, in the New Covenant? And how and in what way? Come. Make I and I reason. Shalom, Habarim, shalom. This is the Ras Ayadonis Tefari of the LOJ Society of His Imperial Majesty, touching a little bit on this poor portion. Testify. Yes, I and I got to testify what Ras Tefari has done, what he's doing, and what he will do for I and we. Call by that new name, Ras Tefari. Shalom, Chabarim. Shalom.
Yes, 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 yes. Wow. I think it was a discouragement of mine. I think that, you know, that time, that waiting time, and if you really read through it, it's like saying yes by warlords of the day and mind, you know, flexing mind power, but to regulate it and to actually discourage. In fact, while listening to the audio with the item, I saw a thing about that. This is a Kalungi tune. Kings of the Earth, come to yourself. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, you can't, you know, want everything you see. And the Kevin and the Guest as well, Queen of Sheba, only son Menelik, it points out in the early chapters, these seven, kind of taking the natural type, but, you know, the symbology of the seven right there, those seven heads right there. But here, here, a little bit more of the full of
yeah,
right
man.
Here.
Cleanse yeah. Your friend. Cleanse your friend. No, none sweet as Emmanuel. Selassie, I shall take us from Egypt. No, none sweet as Emmanuel. You know something, and yet still you know friend. Yo, kings of the earth, come to yourself, you cannot see it. It's her true job, bless you with your wealth. Woman of the time, where is your medicine?
Boom, 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 boom. You can't chase every skirt because job bless you with your wealth. It's like this poor portion reading and feeding, you know? You know, the lamentation time, the months, the shaving up and everything like that to kind of dampen those fires. The kings of the earth come to yourself. You can't chase every skirt because you inherit your wealth.
Yeah,
what about
cleanse you on your friend? No, no, sweet as Emmanuel. Selassie, I shall take us from Egypt. No, no, sweet as Emmanuel. You know, stumble and yet still you know friend. Yo, kings of the earth, come to yourself, you cannot see it. It's her true job, bless you with your wealth. Woman of the soil, where is your meditation? Feed the black child, the future generation. Kings of this earth, come to yourself, you cannot see it. If it's her true, you inherit your wealth. Woman of the soil, where is your meditation? Feed the black child, the future generation. Oh, tell me what is Babylon, children, what is Babylon? Babylon definition is confusion. One man a go lead all 10,000 women. The fire never sees no prostitute, not one. We want the woman them strength in a day, I'm out of the hand. Members say woman, they are more than man. Members say them slaughter, no black man. In a them slavery, in a the revolution. No, they come the ship, no mention we talk, yam. No, for we back against the wall, for the execution. Look who next I go fall for the city. Ethiopian, if the empress them tall in a them rightful position, Alpha and Omega civilization. So that's the I no charge, so no chance, so no wrong. Ta ta ta
all them kings of the earth. Come to yourself, you cannot see a if it's earth. To you inherit your wealth. Woman of the sky, where is your meditation? Be the black sign, the future generation. But not friend, the whole family me bring. Tell me if I you are your friend, I go killing me, tell you say. But not friend, the eye them are king. On the fight against soon yourself, vanity, push you in a swing. Remember in and the youth, them hear the name, not stamp ring. Tell you say you have yet your lick up in a rubbish bin. Do I despair of yourself and the work you're doing? Me know you don't want no help, but tell me who you're serving. Hey, wanna come tell me, come tell me how I did. Be a woman today, look on where you practice. You know make no love, yet you expose nakedness. From you not see yourself as Ethiopian, no Noah. Tell them say kings of the earth. Come to yourself, you cannot see a safe skirt. To you inherit your wealth. Woman of the style, where is your meditation? Feed the black child, the future generation. Kings of this earth, come to yourself, you cannot lead the youth astray. To bless you with wealth. Woman of the style, where is your meditation? Feed the black child, the future generation. Well, nice and shining bright. Now come this evening, in a your speedy delight. The youth are royalty, not tell them self, you pick no ties. Stiff naked fools, know yourself, no Israelite. From the lowest of depth to the highest of height. You never get the vision, much less the sight. Emperor Selassie is the might of the might. The power of the Trinity, shine every light. Righteousness, they get to youth, them like Marcus Yavi. Tell me Ethiopia alive, be right. Kings of this earth, come to yourself, you cannot see a saving search. Oh, you inherit your wealth. Woman of the style, where is your meditation? Pity black style, the future generation. Kings of the earth, come to yourself, you cannot see a saving search. Oh, you inherit your wealth. Woman of the style, where is your meditation? Do ask the black child in the future. Yo, you are Babylon, children, what is Babylon?
Where's our war cry? We don't even know that we're at war. We don't understand that we're in hostile territory. This isn't a time of peace. It's against the principalities and the powers that are puppeteering the people. And we are in a position to see souls set free.
This has been the ancient war cry throughout all the generations of the Hebrew nation.
Rock! Kasak!
Where does it come from? Kasak, this is the Hebrew, the rock-like oomph of the spiritually zealous heart, the game face of a mighty man, tenacity of soul, the gritting of the teeth of the spirit-inspired warrior, and the bearing of those teeth to the enemy. Kasak is possessing a resolute and growling resolve for the glory of God, a flush of spiritual fervor, a tensing of all a soldier's muscles. There's a Kasak. We don't have that spiritually.
We should. We don't. Because we don't know what we're engaged with. Did you know that you have the armory of heaven? That you have everything you need for life and godliness to push the enemy forces back?
And so when you hear a sock, your knuckles spiritually should immediately turn white. And you should find yourself gritting your spiritual teeth with a belligerence against the enemy. He goes down.
There are souls that must be saved.
Okay, that's just kasak. The Hebrew statement is rock kasak. However, in the Bible, where that came from, it's kasak emos. The other word that goes with it, emos, it's heavenly audacity. It's rushing headlong into the most hazardous and impossible battles without pausing to consider the impossibilities. Who had emos in the Bible? David? Against Goliath? That's some serious emos. Okay, he's rushing headlong against the Goliath. It's like, David, you might want to think about this a little. No, I'm not weighing the impossibility. This is for my God. It's a confidence in victory even before the field is taken. It's lambs moving with liquid ferocity straight into the lion's lair. How about the three that overheard him in the cave of Adullam? This is all for a cup of cool water from the well of Bethlehem. Those guys had emos. He'll run out right through a garrison of Philistines to grab a cup of cool water.
and then bring it back through the garrison. They're being hunted by Philistines all the time, trying not to spill a cup of water. That's the loss. Mere men and women on earth are eaten up by the enemy. However, we're not just mere men and women of this earth. We are redeemed. We are bought with a price, and we've been changed into the body of Christ. A moxing, swift-footed, all-believing, super-conquering, prevailing faith in the Lord of battles. What happens to the world if Christians once again get kasach and amatz? You know what the apostles had after Pentecost? Something came into them. What was it? You can say it very simply. Kasach and amatz. Spirit of God. He came in to win. He came in to turn this world on its head. Moses' last gasp. This is his great speech before the promised land, which he never got to enter into. And he's laying out the ground rules for the kingdom that is about to be established across that Jordan River. Be strong and of good courage. Kasach, amatz. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that does go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, Kasach, amatz. Be strong and of good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord has sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. Well, what's happening there? The men and women of God are coming to take what was purchased, the promise. You are surrounded by 31 hostile empires. You know, that's what they were headed into. 31 empires on the other side of that Jordan River. 31. This is where we are at the Church of Jesus Christ, yet we are there without a war cry. Let's understand that we are out to win for the glory of Jesus Christ. And even if we die, we win. Doesn't matter what happens to our bodies. We obey, God wins. Now suddenly we're crossing. Joshua is the same name for Jesus in the New Testament, by the way. Yeshua. This is the Savior, the man of salvation, who has come in to bring us into the inheritance. Be strong and good courage. For unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swore unto their fathers to give them. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Rock to sock. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Rock, Kasach, Israel. Rock, Kasach, men and women of God Almighty. All the powers of earth and hell that come against your soul, and all the powers of earth and hell that are puppeteering the lost masses, you hit them square in the teeth. And you show love to this world. To anyone who would spit in your face, you serve them and you love them in return and say, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Rock, Kasach, Israel.
Yes, 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 yes.
So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends. When I say more, you say fire. More fire.
King Selassie is the Almighty Eye. I mean, big bad sound like justice. This is Sizzla Kalonja passing through.
So much love to all my friends. 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 So much love to all my friends.
Chazak, chazak, that means to be strong, chazak, chazak, wear a mat, and of good courage, chazak, on the ancient Israel war cry. Interesting, that audio clip right there, 31 nations, we're taking in the full stock of those, the children of Israel, from Joshua straight through the judges and to the kings, King David. King David really, he leveled the vibes in Dawid's time. So his son, Shlomo, Solomon, could really be that kind of piece of his time. But here, you know, much love, enough love to the Habarim, Rastafari Habarim, here, we hear this now, and also in the forward. This is another little point, but very, very important. a no hate. They call this a no hate subject matter. Love to our friends, but no hate. Hear this. Yes,
this occurs here in this Torah portion. We have this in this Torah portion. It's overlooked, and I'd like to say a couple of words on why real B'nai Yisrael, real Israelites, don't hate or abhor. Right? Hate and abhor is very close right there. We don't abhor, why we don't abhor the Kemites, or, you know, the Kemetiyu, or the Mitzramites, Mitzri, the B'nai Mitzrayim, or the Edomites. Why real Israelites don't hate or abhor the Kemite, to say the Egyptian, and the Edomite. So we're using this still right here, you know, for the Kemetiyu or the Kemite, the B'nai Mitzrayim, the sons of Egypt. The same is true for the Edomites. This Torah portion right here, we're in Parashat Ki Teitzeh, when thou goest forth, forward to the Milchama, la Milchama, right, against thine enemies. Now, there are seven nations. There were seven nations of the Kana'anu, right, of Kana'an, of Canaan. Those seven nations of Canaan, they were supposed to be Tolu Slot. Yes, I know a lot of ones, you know, they might take it the ways they take it. We can get into the detailed reasons why, but they were rules of instructions for other nations, right, for rules of engagement for the nations, and also reminders of rules of engagement for one such as the Edomite, who is called Achika, right, is I and I brother, speaking to I and I corporate, Kol Yisrael. So real Israelites, right, don't abhor the Edomites and don't abhor the Egyptian. Do we have a scripture for that? Yes, we have Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 8, where it reads, here's the Rabbi'i Aliyah, the fourth Aliyah for the Parsha and Shabbat Ki Teitzeh. Here, Deuteronomy chapter 23, here we have verse 8, right, 23 and 8 within the Chumash. But it would be found, I think, in verse 7 of the KJV, where it reads, thou shalt not abhor an Edomite, for he is thy brother. Thou shalt not abhor an Egyptian, because thou wast a stranger in his land. Now, when it speaks of thou, it speaks in this like singular male sense to corporate Kol Yisrael. So this is like ancient corporate law here, where there's you all, and in these senses, it's speaking to all of us as one man, as a corporate body. Kol Yisrael, all the sons of Yisrael, take heed, take heed. So where it reads, thou shalt not abhor an Edomite, for he is thy brother. Lo, tita'ed, Edomi, ki, because achika, who? Because he is Achika, he is I and I brother. So what the ain't right Israelites say about this? Talking about this and that on the Edomite, but there's a certain moral here, right? Because progress and even prosperity must be moral. There's a moral theocracy. We say after the order of Malachias Tzedek, the righteous king. What does it mean right here? Not to abhor an Edomite, for he is thy brother. Lo titaeva edomi ki achika hu lo titaev mitzri. Right, the Mitzri, we say Mitzrayim, the Egyptian. Some say the Kemite today or nowadays, but the Egyptian, right? It says, Lo Titaev, Mitzri, ki, because, Ger Hayita de Arso, because thou, speaking to us as one man, speaking to Yisrael, Yashar El, the upright of El, Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, the true power,
The power is in that obedience, Shema Yisrael. Here we have in Deuteronomy chapter 23 and 7, the word, sound, the commandment, the Torah, the direction, the instruction, not to abhor an Edomite. So what do the ain't right Israelites say about that? Nor to abhor an Egyptian, and also the reason for the Edomi, as if in the Hebrew, Edomi, right? Edomi, the Edomite, it says ki achika, because he is thy brother. Ki achika hu, for he is thy brother, right? For he is thy brother. So if you say like, okay, maybe the Tamahu is like a Tamahu type right here, but is this like into the Edomite? Some say the Edomite is the so-called Khazar, the Khazarian, but thou shalt not hate the Edomite, right? Nor the what? Nor the Egyptian, right? Nor the Mitzri, the Mitzri. Lo titae, Mitzri. Ki, gir, hayita, bi'arso. Because you, thou, speaking to us as one corporate body, was what? We were strangers, the gir, right? Ki gir, a stranger, hayita, right? We be, be'arso, in his land. Now, these two nations, right? Speaking of these two nations, and we're speaking of these two nations, because here we have the Hebrew, right? The Ethiopian Hebrew, right? Here we have the Ethiopian Hebrew, the sons of Israel, right? The Ethiopian Hebrew right here. We are told not to abhor. What is abhor? What does abhor mean? Not to abhor an Edomi, an Edomite, and not to abhor a Mitzri, right? An Egyptian. These are two nations, the Edomites and the Egyptians, although they had downpressed Yisrael, Yasharel, right, and the Hebrews in Egypt, the Aperiu, although they had downpressed Yisrael, they were not to be excluded from the Kahala, from the congregation, the aggregation, and the New Testament says that would be the church, the true church, the church of the firstborn. They were not to be excluded from the community after three generations. So after three generations, right, note this, after three generations, right, why? Because the former, speaking of Edomi, descended from Abraham, and the latter, speaking of the Mitzri, right, speaking of the Egyptian, the latter, let's go over here, bring this up, yeah, and the latter did what? Right, the latter did what? So we're speaking of like these peoples down here and these peoples up here. Right? This is what we're speaking of, vis-a-vis, but we change this type, as you can see, we're going to update it, let's bring it over here, to this right here, right? Just to put it more in context, because this is the Hebrew, right? This is the Hebrew type. Some will say, oh, it's the Canaanite, but really it's the Hebrew type. We have evidence of what the Canaanite and those seven nations, right? But here, in speaking of the relationship, right, that kind of moral, that sentiment that we are to have for the Edomite, even though these two nations, right, were downpressers of Yisrael from time to time, they were not to be excluded from the community after three generations, because the Edomite descends from Abraham, and the Mitzri, the B'nai Mitzrayim, or the sons of Egypt, the Egyptian, had given Yisrael's ancestors hospitality in time of famine. And it's for us to duly note that, right? To duly note what the Egyptian, right, had done, right? And now this is like really like a Tamahu, kind of a Canaanite type, right? But we just use that as a placeholder right there. But the word here is to say why real Israelites do not hate or abhor the Edomite, or the Egyptian or the Kemite. Do not.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Yes. Shavuot Tov, a good seven, a strong seven upcoming. Shalom Havarim, Shalom Rastafari Havarim, companions, yes, I, fellows, here.
Yeah.